Carlos, obviously it's been a rough go for both Pete and Lindor. What did you see out of both of them today?
Yeah, from Lindor, short to the ball, not trying to do too much, a couple of line drives, but, you know, under control, some of the takes weren't as aggressive, you know. It was just more like, let me use my hands here, let me get the barrel to the ball and, you know, not trying to do too much. And then for Pete, just being on time, you know. He swung through a fastball there, and then he made an adjustment, and you see it. When he's on time, allows him to make some really good swing decisions. But not only that, it's just the barrel and with the way he can get it, you know, at contact point. So off the bat, you know, what a shot there, right? So we're going to need those guys. We know that they're going through it, but they're too good, man. They're too good of a hitter. They're too good of a player. And I'm glad that they were able to come through for us today.
On the field, he said that the conversation the two of you had today, you just said, hey, get your foot down earlier. And he said that that's what he did.
He said that?
That's what he said. Yeah.
look, man, like it takes a village, right? It's a group of coaches, you know. I was talking to Xavi, you know, about it before I talked to Pete, you know. I was talking to Jeremy about it. And they're seeing the same thing, maybe from a different voice. You know, these guys got not only our hitting coaches, our coaching staff, but they got their own guys at times. And, you know, but there's so many messaging, and, you know, I just felt like today maybe just have a conversation with him, and at the end of the day, he's got to go and do it. But the hitting coaches are the ones working with these guys. So,
but you did see the foot down on time today.
Was that the difference? Yes.
Peter?
I know yesterday you said with Lindor, it seemed like he was chasing from the left side. Obviously, his hits today and that long drive in the first were from the right. Are you seeing different things from his as bats righty versus lefty right now? Or?
They're always different, yeah. You know. But I feel like lefties have been giving him a little bit of trouble compared to last year, you know, where he was crushing lefties, you know, and in general. I think maybe getting under the ball from the right side. From the left side, obviously, the chase, and maybe too big, like I've been saying it, you know. But it happens, man. You know, it happens. They're not going to be perfect. You know, they're going to struggle. And the good ones, they'll find a way. And he's been doing it for a long time, right? So he knows what he needs to do. It's easy for me to sit here and say it. It's easy for people to go up to him and tell him, hey, at the end of the day, it's a feel. It's like you got to keep going out there. You got to just – it only takes maybe one swing where, you know, you put it in play. Maybe it's a foul ball where it's like, man, that's a good feel right there. So – again, continue to get him reps, and they'll get through it.
And just what did you think of Minaya today?
Yeah, I thought that on a day where I feel like he was grinding out there, you know, with the way the ball was coming out from the very first inning, it was 89, 90, you know, but there's always deception there, you know. He struck out the side right away, was missing arm side, but I thought he found a way to get through five innings, you know. So he battled, and it was just good to see on a day where maybe, like I said, he'll tell you that he wasn't feeling it because of a lot of different reasons, you know. This is what outing number three for him. Everybody will go through it, you know. So I'm glad that he was able to do that. He's getting an extra day next time around, and he's in a good place.